Vice President Kwesi Arthur has assured the business community and Ghanaians as a whole that there is hope for the economy. He admitted that though there are challenges with the economy, the country is not broke. Mr. Arthur gave the assurance when he met the governing council of the Private Enterprise Federation in Accra. He said the measures announced by the government to address the fiscal deficit and imbalances in the economy are short-term. Seth Aya reports.
The quarterly meeting between the government and the Private Enterprise Federation is a platform for the two sides to deliberate on the government's economic policy measures and their prospects and challenges for the economy. Vice President Emisa Arthur attributed the shortfall in the government's revenue to the fall in prices of some major export commodities on the international market.
Clearly, there are economic challenges. It is really not the issue of the economic difficulties that a government or a people face at a point in time. It is what we decide to do about them. That should be the essence of the debate. We need to mobilize both the private sector and the rest of the country in looking at the problems that we face. Currently, we face significant problems of our primary commodities pricing. The price of gold is very low. Price of cocoa is low. Crude oil prices are high. And these are all prices that impact on us and on the economy. I know that there are opportunities and there are challenges, but we should not unduly focus on the challenges. We should look at what the government is doing, but we should not despair because we have a plan which has been properly sequenced in order to achieve the results that we want. My message is that there's hope there. We should not despair.
Mr. Arthur said the government has taken a number of measures to address waste, especially in the utility sector. The chairman of the Private Enterprise Federation, Asare Akufo, pledged the Federation's continuous collaboration with the government to ensure that the private sector remains the engine of growth.
We are having this interaction at a time when the country has short-term challenges in the economy. Business confidence is not at the level that we find acceptable. We know the reasons, the energy crisis, the fiscal deficit, the pressure on the city, etc. We think that we have good suggestions as to how we could tackle some of these things. Generally, we think that the government, we know, is for business, but we also believe that the government could do more so that the confidence level of business in this country can rise to the levels that we find acceptable so that we can grow at even a faster rate. So we are here to work with government. Let the business community see that the government has it at heart and that it will do all that it can promote what we do. So I want to assure you that we are here to work with you. Without the business community, I believing that the government is serving its interests, I don't think that the growth rates that we expect to achieve in the years ahead can be achieved. So it's all about confidence, and it must be vivid, it must be outward, so that nobody can question anybody's commitment to the business community.
Today's meeting focused on the impact of the energy crisis on business, tax measures announced by the government, interest rates and others. Seth Ehia, reporting for Radio Ghana.